Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on the title page of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, where it reads, Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And we're going to be reading and commenting on that only on the title page today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Leslie M., 12 Traditions, Mary P. The reader of the text is Lois P. Laura R. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Dion R. The reference number for Tuesday, February 15th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,505. And for this morning, Wednesday, February 16th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 18,561. That's 18561. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Kaylee R., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. I am Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Leslie M. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I will pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we are resuming our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're on the title page that reads, Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And we're reading and commenting on the title page only. I will now ask Lois P. to read the title page and then share on it. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning. Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is really an honor to be here at the very beginning of our new journey. So, Alcoholics Anonymous, here's the title page, Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. So I had to ask myself, why are we reading the title page and why have I been asked to share on this? And I had to think about that. And what came to me is that this book, this first page, is a testimony of the power of recovery that is available within it, that so many lives have been transformed and changed as a result of following the precepts in this book. And the title page is a page of faith and of a message to anyone who begins this journey that there is great hope and there's great strength. I think that reading the title page indicates just how revered, how revolutionary, how life-changing and transformational the guidance in this little book has proven to be to now millions of suffering people all over the world, and I being one of them. In 1939, the first edition of the Big Book was signed by Bill Wilson, and there were only 4,650 copies that were printed. And that first edition, the Alcoholics Anonymous title page says, the story of how more than 100 men have recovered from alcoholism. 100. Now, three editions later, over 30 million copies of the Big Book has been sold, making the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous one of the best-selling works of all time. Over 35 12-step groups have been launched from the Big Book's humble beginnings 83 years ago. Adult Children of Alcoholics, Al-Anon, Cocaine Anonymous, Codependence Anonymous, Co-Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, Debtors Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Nicotine Anonymous, Survivors of Incest Anonymous, and of course our very own Overeaters Anonymous, just to name a few. So recovery from almost every type of addiction has been found in the mere 164 pages of this little big book. Millions of lives have been salvaged, families restored, marriages saved, souls once lost in the depths of despair have become resurrected and placed in alignment with a power far beyond our ability to comprehend. This little book, this big book, as it is affectionately called, holds within it a pathway to heaven on earth. It provides steps we can follow to a new life, a joyful life of service and selflessness and community. And this pathway begins right here on the title page. So I welcome everyone to join me as we begin anew. And I just say thank you for the honor of sharing this with you all today.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lois P., for getting us started. I'm now going to be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share on this title page. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on the title page of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous?
Debbie,
Lorraine N.
Lorraine N. Was that Kevin R.?
Deb E.
Oh, Evan R. Deb E.
Melanie
I have Lorraine N. Evan R. Deb E. Melanie C. Who did I miss in that first group of people?
Sylvia S.
Sylvia S.
F. Robin P.
Robin P.
And who did I miss in that first group
of people who mention their name all at once right in the beginning there?
Carrie.
Was there a Carrie? And Joanne. Okay, Joanne. Okay, we'll stop there. Okay, and I'm sorry if I missed your name. We'll pick you up on the next roundup of people. Okay, I have Lorraine N., Evan R., Deb E., Melanie C., Sylvia F., Robin P., and Joanne. And Lorraine, please get us started.
Hi, good morning. Lorraine N., recovered for today in Oregon. Thank you, Dawn, for your service. And thank you to Lois P. for that beautiful, beautiful share and little bit of history. Wow, I am so excited to be here today and to be starting this book over again. This is my 2.5 times to go through, and what an amazing thing. So I just want to claim my seat and just how grateful I am that I am among the many thousands of men and women who have recovered from this heinous disease. And for today, and not cured. And you know, I love OA, but I never had the recovery that I have now until I came to Vision. So I have to give credit where it's due. And there's just so much that has changed in my life over the past 2 years since I've come to Visions, and I'll save it for more shares, and that's my goal for this round, to share more and just become more a part of. And I just want to express my gratitude, and I'm going to express it all day, trying to do actions that reflect what I've learned, and I continue to learn in this beautiful design for living. So thanks for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Lorraine N. from Oregon. Evan R., will you share with us now, followed by Deb E.? Good morning, Evan.
Hi, good morning. Evan R., compulsive reader, recovered about an hour outside Los Angeles. Two great shares. Yeah, also, this is actually also my second half time through. But COVID was, I really, really, really committed to this meeting, and I listen all the time. I don't necessarily share all that often, but I think speaks to the expansiveness, and it also has this mystery of, like, there are so many people who needed this and probably have needed this for so long. And there are a group of people who are anti-12-step who, like, think it doesn't work or whatever. And, I mean, I could have belonged to that group and thinking that it didn't work, but it didn't work for a long time. But I realized it wasn't the program that didn't work. It's just I wasn't willing or humble enough to work the program successfully. And that's kind of a different mindset and approach. But I didn't really blame the program. I took the responsibility of myself to find a way to make it work. Big piece of that.
I was studying the big book
like a textbook, and then also just really pushing for service, not only inside 12-step, but outside of 12-step, and trying to do more for the people around me. Program. And I think that's a huge message of the big book. I mean, yeah. But, you know, I'll kind of end with the idea that, and I teach this to my sponsees, other people, it's like, no one really comes to 12-step on a winning streak. Like, you don't really just come to make friends or to hang out. Like, it really is the last out of the block. And that sucks, but for me, like, the earlier you get in, the earlier you start doing it, the better, because it's realistically, like, once I turned that corner of being a straight-up binge eater, it never got better. It only got worse, and that's in the book, too. So it was just the faster that I could dive in and really surrender and do the work that I really prayed for. So, thank you.
Okay. We're kind of having problems hearing you, Evan. I'm not sure if you could make an adjustment there, but I think you were at the end of your share. So thank you so much, Evan R. from California. Deb E., will you share with us now, followed by Melanie C.? Good morning, Deb.
Hi, Dawn. This is Deb, recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And, it's really exciting to be starting the book over again. I have no idea what round this is. I think I've been listening to Vision for 4 or 5 years now. And recovered is a word that my thoughts have changed about it a lot over the years. When I first came into OA and all the years that I was using the big book, I don't think I ever read the title page. I just read the other parts of it. And the word recovered is right there. But I was in the meetings I was in, it always, the impression I got was that it wasn't okay to say recovered. And so I kind of took that on for myself too. And then when I started listening to Vision and I'd hear the word recovered and I thought, well, how can they say recovered? I thought, we're not supposed to say that, you know, which is clearly not the case since it's written right there on the first page of the big book. And what it's come to mean for me and the reason I use it for myself is I used to confuse it with the word cured. I thought that recovered meant cured. And I know that I'm not cured. I know that I get a daily reprieve, contingent on doing the step work every day. And so for me, recovered really means I'm recovered by the psychic change I've had as the result of having a connection with my higher power and working these steps. And so the neutrality I have around food, the great leaps and bounds I've made in terms of my body image issues, the way I feel about myself today, is completely recovered. Like, that's a great word to use. It's exactly how I feel about it. I'm a completely different person when it comes to this stuff, but it's only because I continue working on it every day. I wouldn't get to keep that recovered state if I went back to food. or if I lost that connection with my higher power, or if I stopped doing service, it's all kind of part of the deal. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Deb E. from Israel. Melanie C., please share with us, followed by Sylvia F. Good morning, Melanie.
Hey, good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Oregon. My heart is just pounding. I don't know about anybody else. And I think it is all wrapped up in what the shares have already been today, the beginning, thinking about the many thousands of people that were just like me in 1939 and the years that have followed since, coming in absolutely losing everything and finding that the things that I tried out there in the world didn't help, and I was utterly hopeless. So to come and read these words, to know that somebody else felt like me, that they're not rewriting anything that isn't going on today. This happens to be the most influential book, only secondary to the Bible, in the Library of Congress because of how it's changed lives for free, just wells up this emotion in me. And then I get a chance to take a look at my lifespan and what it was before, what culminated to be what it was before, the day that I didn't have to pick up a compulsive bite again over anything that I was going to be going through, that the power that's within this book that I was able to study and get the help that poured into me from you to never have to pick up a bite again turned my life around 180 degrees to walk back up through, to learn how to create a parallel life to what it was that this disability had shaken me down to, of hope, possibility, but most importantly, promise that I would be restored to sanity emotionally, spiritually, and practically to be able to live with another human being and not want to pull my eyeballs out of its sockets, being able to live in my own skin. This single page, these few words are telling the truth. They've recovered. We are invited to use that word, because there is a true psychic change. There is a visible, palpable change that happened to Melanie as a result of this. There were over 552 people on the 7 to 9 a.m. meeting this morning because of that hope of promise. We typically have about 4 to 450. There's hope. Please share with your friends. It took us 18 months to get to be able to come back to this point. We're able to frame it with the last two paragraphs of 164 to give it a kickoff and a send-off to what God breathed into the words, into this book that these men and women wrote for our benefit. Share the good news. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Melanie C. from Oregon. Sylvia F., will you share with us now, followed by Robin P.? Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Sylvia F., recovered compulsive overeater in Portland, Oregon. And this is such a profound page and space for me. I remember starting out at the very first meeting of A Vision for You, and I was living in New York. My life has changed so much in the 10 years that I've been coming to this meeting. My sponsor at the time said, you know, some of us are starting a new meeting, and I think maybe you would find it interesting, which was code for be on the meeting the next day, and I followed directions. And even though I studied the big book, I didn't understand it until I had the opportunity to take each sentence apart with those who had gone before me and understood it with greater depth, and all of us to explore it together. And what it did for me is I was abstinent. That wasn't the problem. I was gratefully abstinent. I'd been in recovery for a while. But what it gave me is such a greater depth of happy, joyous, and free. I became a different person. And that evolution has not been linear. So I was in the program, and I was in Vision. And about 3 years ago, I lost a dear friend and a sponsee as part during May. And it devastated me. And I didn't lose my abstinence or my recovery. I lost my happiness. And for 3 years, I didn't come to Vision until finally, I then lost my abstinence too, because it takes everything to keep this recovery going for me. And it's not work. It's a pleasure. I am recovered again. And I am happy again. It was a long road and a lot of work that had to be done. And very, very grateful to be here. I remember going into meetings when I first started with Vision and going into home meetings and saying, having a hard time saying, I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'd done the steps again. And it felt like ego. And I had to do a lot of work around using that word, recovered. And who am I to say I have more than someone else? And because that wasn't being said in the rooms. And in the end, my sponsor and I did the work, and I realized that carrying that word, recovered compulsive overeater, is carrying the message. To say that word is carrying the message of hope, and it was never about me. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Sylvia F. from Oregon. Robin P., please share with us, followed by Joanne, and then we're going to be opening up the lines to take more names. If you're just joining us, we have the privilege of being on the title page of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, where it reads, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. So, Robin P., please share with us.
Hi, good morning. This is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much, Lois. And thank you so much, Dawn, and everyone else who's helping with the meeting. It's such a blessing. You know, I also, you know, was in other OA groups before coming into Vision. And I heard people say recovered. And I thought, wow, that's amazing that people have the guts to say that. And it felt really true for me that that's what it should be saying, because I know the power of words. And, you know, I've studied enough about the power of words, you know, and the power of our thoughts. They're so important. And, you know, I've even heard somebody in this group share that, you know, never to say that they're somebody to say they're a chronic relapser, because that's what they create for themselves. And it's just so important that I know I'm recovered. I'm not cured. I'm recovered today because I've been through the steps and I help other people through the steps. And it felt like such a huge leap of blessing to me to be able to say that and hear other people share that. And I'm so grateful, and I love being a recovered compulsive overeater today. And I'm so grateful for this meeting. And God bless all of you with a very abstinent, blessed day. Thank you so much. I'm sending you all big hugs.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. And now, Joanne, please share with us. And if you'd give me your initial of your last name, that would be wonderful. And let us know where you're calling from.
This is Joanne L. from Ohio. I am so happy to be on this line and studying this book from the beginning. I started with Vision for You back in September of last year, following a relapse after 9 years of abstinence. And my home group, which is when I first came in, I made it my home group, and it's still my home group. We study this big book every single week, but there is something different about breaking it down the way Vision breaks it down, and listening to all the experience, strength, and hope from, you know, some 500 plus different people that come on this line. It's incredible to me to think about those numbers. But anyway, up until the very last Monday, in fact, I struggled with the word recovered too. And I was on a meeting where I bumped into someone that I had met when I first came into OA, and she was very instrumental in helping me get abstinent And so after she made a comment on the line. So afterwards we chatted a bit, and I told her, I said, I'm not comfortable with that word recovered. I think I might be equating it to cured. And even though they say recovered, not cured, there's something about it that doesn't feel right for me. And she said, that recovered is a current state and cured is permanent. So think of it as being in remission. And that just helped so much, because I know people that have had cancer, they're not cured, but they get into remission. And, you know, as long as I keep working the steps and I work with others and I keep my spirituality fit and stay connected to my higher power, I can also join the ranks of those that have recovered from this disease. I've had it in another 12-step program. Just for some reason, I didn't feel comfortable ever saying recovered in this program, because sometimes a food thought will enter my head. But, you know, I use the tools, I turn to God, I call a sponsor, I make an outreach call. And, you know, just because I have that thought doesn't make me unrecovered. So I'm coming to a comfort level with that. And I'm just so thrilled to be starting this book over with all of you. And thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. from Ohio. And now I'm going to be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this beautiful title page of Alcoholics Anonymous. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us? Let's try that again.
Sherry Z.
Kara L.
Sherry Z.
Shannon from
Diane
N. from Georgia.
Okay, Sherry. I have. All right, hold on one second. I have Sherry Z, Kara L, Ann M, and who did I miss?
Veronica
N. Anna C.
Anna C.
Diane N.
Beth C.
Veronica B.
Okay, hold on there. Okay, I have Sherry Z, Kara L, Anna M, Anna C, and Beth C. Let's start with that. And I'm not sure if I'm going to have more time, but we'll see how it ends up here. So let's go ahead with Sherry Z, please, followed by Kara L. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for your service. I'm Sherry Z from Southern California, gratefully recovered. My heart is racing because it's so powerful to begin again, right? Like, there's books and there's Bibles. Books we read and I read and I put down, and I'm a big reader. Bibles I read over and over again, and I study and I highlight and I take notes, and as I change, I see the words change in me. And, you know, I look at us studying together this Bible, which is not the Bible, but it is a Bible. It is how we carry this message to one person at a time. And my sponsor had me write on the front page, "Dear Sherry, you will never have your way again. Love, God." And every day when I open it up, I see that, and I highlighted recover and the date that I recovered. And it's like, oh my God, I get to begin again every day, and I get to carry this message. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, there was like a background noise. And I get to carry this message and study it. And studying is such a powerful way of, I say when I pray, I speak to God. When I study, God speaks to me. And this is what we're doing today. We're letting God speak to each one of us one at a time. So incredibly grateful. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you so much, Sherry Z from California. Kara L., please share with us, followed by Ann M.
Good morning. This is Kara L. Don, did you call me? I was unmuting.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. And my heart is filled with joy today to be on this meeting with my fellows, to be recovering together, to be studying together, to be sharing in my absolute joy and hope of being recovered today. And the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. Wow. If that doesn't give me hope every single day, if I need it up, you know, if I need to pick me up, I need to open this book and just start right there. Because I have recovered today. I was just thinking, I have much less fear today. I have much less worry today. My life hasn't changed greatly. It's me. It's me and my higher power working in my life today. And that's the gift this book gave me. Yeah, the food neutrality is nice, but it's me that I can walk through life without constant fear, without constant worry, without trying to manipulate situations so I feel safe and better. That's what the story of these many thousands men and women who have recovered has given me today. And it's such a gift to be able to share that with many thousands of others. And I'm grateful today to be here with you all. Thank you to everybody doing service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kara L. from California. Ann M., please share with us, followed by Ann C. Was there Ann M.? Okay, perhaps she had to step away. Ann C., please share.
Good morning. This is Shanna C. Sometimes with the shuffle of the names, I sound like Ann instead of Shanna. Or Anna,
oh, sure.
Whatever.
Go ahead, Shanna C., please.
Grateful to be on here. Grateful recovered compulsive eater from Tennessee. I just quite simply just want to state how, you know, what recovered means to me is I can look back now. And when I first started in recovery, I had this idea in my head of what it would look like to be better than what I was when I started, if that makes sense. I had this idea that, my God, somehow in the depths of my soul, I just want a purpose in life. I want to not be eating the way that I do. I want to not be thinking about food the way that I do. I want to stop hating the people around me. I just want to feel better and live in peace of some sort. I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so I had this ideal, and who knew that working some simple steps and following some directions and gaining access to, you know, a power greater than me would actually give me that. The thing is recovered looks different than what I thought it would in my head, but the truth is I've gotten everything I wanted from the depths of my soul as a result of working these steps. And that's what recovered is. I'm no longer eating the way that I did. I'm no longer obsessing over the food like I did. I no longer hate the people around me. I've been given a purpose. I've been given, as it says, as we've recovered and been given the power to help others, given a purpose. So everything in my heart of hearts has happened and is happening, but it happens a day at a time. And another benefit of being recovered is I don't have to figure out the rest of my life. All I got to do is what's in front of me right here and right now. I'm acknowledging that I don't have the power to keep myself well and being able to see the faults and see the things as they creep in where I couldn't before. And then I'm able to pray and talk with someone that can help me see my blind spots. I get to ask, you know, that power to remove that stuff and then go help someone. And the dark things that come up still are actually useful in helping other people. So recovered, yeah, thank God I'm not cured. Because I find no reason to be here with you guys. I find no reason to keep going. Anyway, grateful to be here, grateful for the miracle this program provided me. That's it.
Thank you so much, Shanna C. Beth C., please share with us and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Beth C. from Florida, and I am a newcomer, and I'll be sharing my phone number at the end during the newcomers segment. But I just wanted to say I was brought here by my sponsor, and I am so grateful that God's timing is so mysterious. I started in last week when you're all on the last paragraph on page 164, and then to start now at the very beginning, when I am at the very beginning, is very humbling and beautiful. And I know through my sponsor, God led me here. And so I'm grateful to be with you all. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Beth C. from Florida. Is Ann M. back on the line? Okay, I'm now going to be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on the title page. I'll be able to take a couple more names.
Diane N. from Georgia.
Diane N. from Georgia. Well, that's probably what I saw, what I heard before.
And
so we have Diane N. and
Leah S.
And Leah S. And we'll stop there. Diane N. from Florida, please share with us. And I apologize to those who would like to share. Thank you so much. Please come back again tomorrow. Diane N. from Florida, please share. Go ahead, star one, Diane N.
Oh, okay. Can you? May I be heard now? Can you hear me?
You sure can. Yep, absolutely.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm just talking. My name is Diane. I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater, and I'm out walking. It is such a beautiful day, and I am so grateful. Here in Georgia, I can feel the sun shining, and I can appreciate this day. I haven't always been able to do that. You know, I was so busy focusing on me. But today, because I am in recovery, then I can appreciate and be grateful. You know, I even have a gratitude list, and that's one of the things that's on it. But I just wanted to say that my sponsor had me read. So when we started reading this book, we started on that page with recovery. Prior to that time, I would go straight to the doctor's opinion. But she carried me through the steps. We did the little writing on that page about, Diane, you won't have my letter to God, and then God's letter to me, that I won't have to have my way because I'm going to want to live in God's will. The most important thing she pointed out to me on that page was the word recovered. And I had always been so afraid to use that word because I thought something was going to happen. You know, that's only for the elites or something. I don't know. But today I know that I'm in recovery, and I know what it means to me. It is such a wonderful gift that I've been given. I didn't even realize when it happened. I was abstinent, and somewhere along the way, working the steps, following directions, I received the gift of recovery, and I'm grateful for that today. And at a lot of meetings, you know, people look at you, but think that you shouldn't be using that word as if they're trying to correct me or something. But I know that I have to keep saying I'm in recovery because people need to know that there's hope. And then when I sponsor people, I start on this page too because they need to know that recovered is in the book and is in there for a reason. It's in there because it's a gift available to us, each and every one of us. So thank you for letting me share. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane N. from Florida. Leah S., please share with us.
Hi, this is Leah S. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure.
good morning, everyone. Such a beautiful meeting. This is Leah S. from Brooklyn, and very, very grateful in New York. I am recovered. And I am so grateful. It's impossible for me to say it in all words, but you know what? Many times I go on to meetings and people talk about a whole bunch of other things except the food what is going on here? I came here for the food. I came because I wanted to lose weight. And guess what? I've been led into another dimension. I've been led to be able to talk to people that I used to dislike with my fiercely, very fiercely. I'm able to laugh. I'm able to be kind. I'm able to be considerate. As much as I'm able to be, and best of all, I'm able to work with newcomers who are crying and saying, how am I ever going to get rid of this allergic food? It's just impossible. Are you saying it's possible? And I need to hear that because I need to remember where I'm coming from, where my mouth did not stop working from the minute I opened my eyes until I closed my eyes, and waking up with wrappers around me and not living. What is recovery? Recovery is wonderful. It's something that I could never, ever imagine. And I'm so grateful to belong to all of you and trudge the road with all of you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Leah S. And if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, I would love to take one more name. Who would like to share? Anyone want
Elaine B?
Elaine B, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat. Boy, the word recovered, I never heard that word in the years of OA meetings where I tried to get recovered. And some people really balk at that word. But it talks about we have a spiritual malady. And when we straighten out spiritually, we straighten out mentally and physically. The allergy of the body and the mental obsession can be treated. And so when I gave away my fifth step, I had a spiritual awakening that was sufficient to bring about recovery. And God completely changed my relationship with food. I realized I was an ease and comfort addict. Ben and Jerry were always sweet, and they never said no, but they didn't stick around very long. And what I needed to do was find out what was blocking me from a power greater than myself. And in doing that, I experienced a spiritual awakening that changed my relationship with food, my need for food, for ease and comfort as my solution every day. But I had to build a solution that would continue to work so that I could sustain that state every day, one day at a time. There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. I am recovered but not cured. I can still look to food, look to Ben and Jerry or Wendy's or, you know, Papa. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, so you just, it could be anything that I am looking outside of my source for spiritual direction, spiritual ease, spiritual comfort, spiritual wisdom, spiritual guidance. And it's hard to do. It's work. But these steps help clear the way so that the food is no longer the solution. And we have something. There's a line in the big book that says what first seemed to be a flimsy reed proved to be the powerful, loving hand of God. And that's what I found much better than the food. And I'll pass with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elaine B. And we're now going to close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Laura R. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Laura. Press star 1, Laura. Okay, Dion R., would you be able to read page 164?
Sorry about that, Dawn. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead, Laura R. Please read that for us.
Sorry, technical issues. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.